This podcast is sponsored by Runway, air traffic control for your mobile releases. Put your releases on autopilot. Runway will shepherd your release from kickoff to submission to release with no manual intervention. A single source of truth for your releases. Runway integrates with your favorite tools for a bird's eye view over release progress and blockers. Make your releases collaborative. Get a rich, contextualized release runbook that makes capturing responsibilities and tracking tasks crystal clear. Get more control on your releases on App Store and Play Store. Point your browser to runway.team. Thank you for sponsoring my podcast. I'm also revamping my newsletter. Check it out, appforce1.net to sign up. You can also find a sign-up link on my Twitter profile. As you may notice in my podcast episode this time around, I might sound like I have a little bit less energy. It's been a really rough day today. We had a big announcement by the Dutch government. We're going to go into a lockdown from tonight for 4.5 weeks. Severe restrictions. It's the biggest lockdown that we've had in the Netherlands. So I imagine everybody will hang in there. But I do want to mention for everybody out there to just stay strong and make sure that you get through this. But also, everything is what we make of it. So have a look at ditconf.com. There's not much there yet, but there's more to come. Hi, and welcome to the 9th episode of my podcast. My name is Jeroen Leenertz, and I've been developing iOS apps for over 8 years. I've been running the Dutch Cocoa for over 7 years. If you are an iOS app developer, you should listen to my podcast because I will keep you updated on interesting articles, conferences and events you might not have heard about. In this episode, I'm going to talk about John Sundell's 200 Weeks of Swift, Practical Core Data by Donnie Walls, a new Xcode release, Peter Steinberger writes about using Apple Silicon in continuous integration. Keith Harrison talks about showing maps in widgets and creating dynamic dark mode images at runtime. Yuri Karabatov's book. And Lee Kaesang talks about the large title UI navigation bar glitches and ways that you can actually fix these. So let's get started. Swift by Sundell has finished his 200 weeks of Swift. Every week for 200 weeks, John Sundell has released an article on his blog. He says he will continue writing articles on his blog, but most of all, John, a big shout out to you. Thank you so much for providing this content, and I know you will do great things in the future on your blog and on other venues. Donnie Walls has released the Practical Core Data book in a preview version. I had a look through the first version, the first 5 chapters really already, and it's what I expected. It's really good, and if you want to know and learn more about core data, definitely have a look at this book, and Donnie has promised that he will soon have the entire book finished. His deadline is January 4th, 2021, so that's going to be very soon and very interesting. Please use the link in my show notes, and you will help support my podcast. Also, we can download a new Xcode version. Version 12.3. Download it through the App Store, or get it from the developer portal from Apple. Peter Steinberger has a nice write-up about using the Mac Mini M1 for continuous integration. And with PSPDF Kit, they've been using Mac Minis for their continuous integration setup. They use actual hardware and not some cloud-based instance. What's interesting is that this is the first write-up that I've found that actually talks about using the Apple M1 system for continuous integration in a more scaled-up environment. Peter talks about the different aspects and details that you need to get right on your Apple M1 hardware to make sure that you can actually run your builds on this system. Keith Harrison on his useyourloaf.com blog writes about using Apple Maps in widgets. Of course, you cannot use MapKit directly in WidgetKit, but with his little write-up, he can actually tell you how you can use MapKit as a basis for artwork that you can actually send over to your widget so that you can show something that's actually looking like a somewhat of a map. And just to stick with the useyourloaf.com blog by Keith Harrison, he has also written a nice write-up on how you can create dark mode images at runtime from assets that you already have available within your app. It's basically an inversion of colors, I think. And it's a great little write-up that details some intricacies that you have to deal with if you want to dynamically convert images at runtime. Lee Ka-Seng over at Swift Senpai has a nice article on the details of UI navigation bar large titles. He notes that they glitch quite often if you do something incorrectly, and he has a long form article going into all the details that could actually be glitching and how he can fix these unwanted behaviors. Again, I wanted to do a shout out to Yuri Karabatov. He's writing a book, Junior to Senior, How to Level Up as a Software Engineer. It's going to be available on December 21st. Please have a look at his book. It's only $15, and you will really help him get his book launched if you do. I think it will be a great read. I haven't read it yet, but I will interview him on the 23rd of December to really dig into what he has written and what his thoughts were when he was writing it. So very interesting. And talking about everything is what we make of it, as I mentioned earlier, Donny's Monday morning tweet. It's a real good one this week. Daniel Steinberg is working on his book. He's processing comments, and he sent chapter 2 to his reviewers. And then he's going to continue on to chapter 3. Rob Elliott has been working on replacing a network layer with a combined approach based off of his book. So that's the book by Donny. He's asking an intelligent question, and Donny's there to help him. Josh Holtz is trying to figure out how to be a dad. Kaku, Japanese note writing app, is been trying to improve the UI of its collection view to mimic the lazy grid that isn't available in UIKit. So they want to move from 3 columns to 2. Aaron Cleveland has been working on going over the Swift language in short little 1 to 3 minute clips on his YouTube channel. And the developer is working on an existing project, and he made plans for the weekend, and then he'll do some practice in Swift UI and learn Python. Dimitar Chakarov, it's the first day of his Christmas break, so he's trying to enjoy not working. And he's continuing on Advent of Code, so what do you mean not working? Roel Paap, he's doing some fun stuff this week. He's shipping iOS and Android VR apps. The boring stuff is writing handover documentation and some continuous integration and continuous deployment documentation. Pavel Madej is having continuous progress with his project, and he's trying to make his combined skills better. Matteo Villa is slowly porting his Twitter client to macOS by using Catalyst, and he's posting some really nice screenshots already. And Scott Smith is recording a new iOS Building Blocks podcast. I definitely have to check that one out. And Nick Hayward has just launched version 2020.4 of Scene Cuts, which adds some of the most requested features. And that's it for this week. I wanted to keep it nice and tight and nice and short. If you want to leave some feedback or have some remarks, please contact me on Twitter at AppForce1, or even better yet, leave me a voicemail in my SpeakPipe, speakpipe.com/AppForce1. If you'd like to subscribe to my newsletter and receive a monthly update on what I'm working on with my podcast and other things that I'm doing, have a look at AppForce1.net. And make sure to capture the interview I'm going to release this Thursday. It's going to be with Paul Hudson from Hacking with Swift. If you want to sponsor my podcast, please get in touch. Talk to you next week. Lead Developer, best practices and tips for lead software developers. PDF, MOBI and EPUB format. AppForce1.net/lead developer. All one word.